The next set of afflictions derives from what Buddhism calls delusion or ignorance. The list started with blind faith, and Allen noted how odd that might seem to Western eyes. Faith itself is considered to be a virtue, but not blind faith. Intelligent faith is reality-based, and the absence of that is said to be a mental affliction. The next affliction, called lelo in Tibetan, is often translated as laziness, but it is much more specific. If a person is working 16 hours a day, hell-bent on earning a whole lot of money with absolutely no concern for virtue, from a Buddhist perspective, you could say that person is subject to lelo. Our translation of this term is spiritual sloth, which we have taken from the Christian tradition, where it is very comparable to the Buddhist notion. Forgetfulness is again a term from the meditative literature, where it means a lack of mindfulness, where you simply become disengaged. Inward monitoring is crucial in meditative practice, and the absence of that, where you are deficient in introspective attentiveness, is forgetfulness. I think this taps into some of the things you were talking about, Dan, in emotional intelligence. If you are deficient in that, you'll be less emotionally intelligent. Now, Allen continued, we have a final set that are derivative of both attachment and ignorance. Pretension, deception of a very specific type, is where you consciously and intentionally pretend to have good qualities that in fact you do not have, or you are exaggerating your good qualities beyond reality. Deception is the flip side of that, where you are trying to conceal, obscure, or downplay your defective qualities. Shamelessness is like having no conscience, where regardless of whether anybody else catches you, you don't even have a sense of your own decency internally. Inconsideration for others is the flip side of that, a lack of concern for how others regard your behavior. Lack of conscientiousness is a totally blasé attitude towards one's actions of body, speech, and mind, with no restraint concerning whether they are wholesome or unwholesome. Finally, distraction is similar to forgetfulness. It's simply a mind that is incoherent, drawn every which way by things that come up. All of those come out of both ignorance and attachment.